Chapter 23. Liz Bailey pushed open the door to the director's office, and Ellie Cooper smiled up at her.
He says you're to go right in, Liz. Sounds like it's going to be an all-nighter.
Bailey nodded her thanks and went through to the inner office. Giles Pritchard had taken his jacket off and rolled up his sleeves and was starting to look like a man under pressure.
Please tell me you've got some good news for me, Liz, he said, sitting back in his chair.
I've got news. I'm not sure if it's good or not.
She sat down opposite him.
I'm all ears. I rang a check on Sally's phone. It took a while because the phone company had a hefty backlog of police requests, but I managed to elbow my way to the front of the queue.
She passed him a computer printout.
That's her GPS location since 7 a.m. this morning up until 20 minutes ago, she said.
Good work, said Pritchard.
He took it from her and studied it.
She starts off in her apartment in Fulham, then she runs to the house in Wimbledon. The phone confirms what she told Ian. She arrived at the house and shortly afterwards left. Again, as she told Ian, she seems to have gone to a coffee shop and then returned about 10 minutes later.
Pritchard nodded as he studied the map.
That's when she goes on the run, initially on foot. She spends about 20 minutes in a house close to our premises.
Pritchard opened his mouth to speak, but she beat him to the punch.
We're sending someone out to find out who lives there.
Pritchard smiled and nodded.
She then moves by car, presumably an Uber. The car goes as far as Wimbledon Common, which again confirms what she told Hadley. She then moves on foot through Wimbledon Common and onto Richmond Park before running to the Kingston House. Then there's more foot traffic, and now she's stopped.
So we know where she is.
We know where she was about 20 minutes ago, said Bailey.
Not home?
No, not Fulham. But we have the address.
Then we need to have her picked up, obviously.
That's what I need to check with you, she said.
We can send a team from here, but it'll take time to get there. In view of what's happened, it would speed things up if we get the police to send ARVs.
Pritchard looked pained.
I'd rather keep this in-house at the moment, he said.
Bailey nodded.
That's what I thought you'd say. So we use our people.
Can you handle it?
Alan is on his way back to Thames House,
so you brief the team and get Sally picked up. He smiled.
Good work.
There's something else, she said. Early on today, the phone company acted upon a request for data on the same number.
Pritchard raised his eyebrows.
Authorised by whom?
It had an investigation number attached, but the case had no connection with Sally Page.
So, who was asking about her number?
The request didn't have a contact number, just the case number.
And what time was the request put in?
Shortly after our people were killed.
So they knew that Sally was a witness and used MI5 resources to track her.
He swore under his breath. Something Bailey had never seen him do before.
You know what this means, Liz?
She nodded. Unfortunately, yes.